We are on Daf Heyamed Beis. Omar Shmuel Bekedushin Noson La Kesef Veshove Kesef Gives our Kesef or Shove Kesef Omar Lo Areyat Mekodeshes Areyat Meureses Areyat Leintu Areyza Mekodeshes. So she's Mekodesh Areyni Ishech Areini Bailech, Areini Rusech, Enkan, Beis Mechush. This is not good at all. Vechein Begerishin, Nosan Lavomola, Areyat Mishulachas, Areyat Megureshes, Areyat Muteres, Lacholodom, Areizu Megureshes. Eini Ishech, Eini Bailech, Eini Rusech, Enkan, Beis Mechush. What does Rashi say? V'kedushin nosan lo mishum dekaboy lemei meseifa begerishin nosan lo nokat ki hai lishne. So it chaps on this loshen v'kedushin nosan lo harei at mekodeshes v'loi garsinon li ein kan beis meichesh ein kan afilu Sophic Kedushin, the Chiyikach Ksiv, the Loi Sheyikach Atzmailo, Areini Ishech, Areini Bailech. So this is no good. This is not speaking properly. The Geirish and Enkam Beis Mechish, Afilu Lepoislo Lekohune, the Pasa Lekohune, even though we have Ereit Megereshes Mimeni Basur L'Chalodom, there is a Din Reich Aged, but there's Al Kaponim a Maise Geirishin Mimeni. So that's a Geirishin that creates a Reich Aged. But over here, he's speaking about a different concept of Eini Ishech. So Ein Kan Beis Mechish, there's not even a Reich Aged. Zogt die Gemara weiter, Omalei Rapope Labaye. Weil der Meise Shmuel said a big Chiddush, that the Reyad Mekodeshes is sufficient, even though he did not specify who he's marrying her off to. He's marrying her off to himself, or he's marrying her off for a Meshaleach. Lememra de Sova Shmuel Yadayim Shein Mechichais Havin Yadayim. Osnan, we learned a Mishneh, Ha'imer Aho Areza Nozer. The person said Aho, so that means Eheye, so Areza Nozer, so that's a Kabbalah's Naziris. Vavinan Bo, and we as Takasha on this Mishneh, Viduma Aho Betainis Koma. What's the raya that he means that I'll be a nozer? Maybe he means that he's mekabel tainis, eye betainis. But Omar Shmuel, so Shmuel acknowledged this kasha, and Shmuel said that what the Mishnah says, that aho hareza nozer, is being met v'hu shahoya nozer oiva lefonov. That there was a nozer over Lofonov, and then he was impressed. Pshas this nozer passed by, he gave a geshrei, aha! That means I'll try to emulate him, I'll try to be like him. Time the nozer over Lofonov. So then there's a din of yadais. Holav hochi loy. So why over here is it good if he said, hareyat mekodeshes? I don't know bechlal to who he's marrying her off. So the Gemara says, "Ochi b'mayaskinen the Omali." So we have to make a grais in the memory of Shmuel that he said, "Arei mekodeshes li, arei mekodeshes li." So the Gemara asks, "Ihochi my kamash malon?" So what's the chiddush? So what is Shmuel telling us? He said, "Arei mekodeshes li, she's mekodeshes." So the Gemara says, Hane Lishni Basroi Kamash Malon. He's coming to tell us the Lishni Basroi Hochiksiv that they're no good. Reini Yishech, Reini Bailech, Reini Yishech. Hochiksiv ki yikach, he has to take her, ki yikach yishisha, v'loi she yikach es atzmo. That is, she'd make himself a husband. V'hochiksiv v'shilcha, he sends her away, v'loi she yishalach es atzmo. He should not send himself away. Let us see Rashi, yodayin she'ein moichichais. Beis yad, what's the taich yodayin? Beis yad, a handle, achizas adova, which is holding on to the dova, afopi she'einoi moichiach achizas loshen gomel, even though it doesn't show to what loshen it's pointing to, it's holding on to, kiyoche, the koma reyad mekodeshes, v'loi koma leman, havin yadayim, v'oma adaladidei kitsho, aho eye, shayinoz oivel afono, v'vaday eye afani kaze koma. Then, from what he says, in such an instance, it's a vadaya echoche, that it means I will be like this person. Alme bo'inen echoche. And here, you're telling me that you don't need a echoche. Areim kodeshes without a echoche is also good. So the man says, Lishni basroi de koma bo'en kam beis meichesh, bein de kedushin, bein de gerish. Now, before we see Taisvis Olav Hochi, let's see the next Taisvis, and then we'll come back to this Taisvis. Hochi b'mayaskinen the Omali. So it seems from the Ritas Loshna Gemara, remember the Savo Shmuel Yodayin She'ein Meichicha is having Yodayin. The Gemara held the Red Mekadeshes without Li, Aho, without an ozer oivel upon them as yadayim sheinim mechiches. The Gemara proved that Shmuel holds a ho with ein ozer oivel upon them is no good. So we see that Shmuel holds yadayim sheinim mechiches loy havi yadayim. Mashme de masik hoche le Shmuel, the yadayim sheinim mechiches loy havi in yadayim. The tema, the bereish meseches nedorim oma, Ha'ima l'chaveiroi mudrani mimcho, mefurshani mimcho, mechulkani mimcho, sheini oicholoch, sheini toimloch osa, v'kamrin nalo b'gmore, omar shmur b'kulon, ad sheyoimer sheini oicholoch, sheini toimloch. A mudrani mimcho is only osa b'achile if he was mesayim, a mudra mimcho, Sheini oichalach, that I won't eat from you. Umasik my time. Why is it only also if he said sheini oichalach? Because dulma madrani mimcha toloi mashtina badach mashma. Like this without saying beferish, so could be it means he won't speak with him. Ufushani mimcha levi damasa matan badach mashme. I won't do business with you. Mechukani like imna bedal damastiloch mashme. So therefore, in order to be nesar, vachile, you have to say beferish. Uporech lema de sovar shmu, yodaim shein mechiches, lehavin yodaim. That Shmuel holds that yadayim shem mechiches lahavi yadayim. So since it's not mechiach, that it means an isar achila, he's not osar ba'achila till he says beferish shem yoichalach. So it seems that's what Shmuel holds, umeshani. So the Gemara answers, Shmuel muki masnisen kirab Yehuda dom yadayim shem mechiches lahavi yadayim. So the Gemara answers that Shmuel sets his ein arm, the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the Dorim, like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Yadayim Shem Mechiches, Loi Haven Yadayim. So therefore Shmuel let us say Pshat in the Mishnah, that it's only Yasa Bachila if he said Shaina Yaichalach. Like this wouldn't be Yasa Bachila. Umidekamal Shmuel Mukile Masnisen Kirab Yehude. So since the Gemara said that Shmuel said find the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehude, Mechlal the Ihu Leisvira Leikavose. He personally does not hold Yadayim Shemechichas Lahavi Yadayim. Elasvira Lei the Havian Yadayim. So that's what the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara was Leima the Sava Shmuel Shadayim Shemechichas Lahavi Yadayim. So the Gemara. Such mules, that's his eye, the Mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda. So it would seem he taka holds having your dying, but the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Ein Leforish, the Shmuel Muki Lamasis and Rabbi Yehuda, Visova Leike Bosei, that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and he also holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Midoma Bosa, the Gemara right afterwards asks, what was matrik Shmuel to Zetzah in the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda? He wants to Zetzah in the Mishnah libid the Hilchese. He holds the Aloch in Yadayim Shemechiches loy havin yodai. So that's why he wanted to Zetzah in the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda. Elevadai kim lei the havin yodai. Shmuel personally holds yodain shemechiches havin yodai. So therefore, the Gemara is, so if you hold havin yodai, lalach havin yodai, so why are you setting the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds lei havin yodai? Va'oid da'oma begitten, gufay shall get, harei at muteres l'chol odom. The Gemara says, what is the Iker Nusach HaGet? Hereyat Muteres L'Cholodom. The rest you don't have to explain. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds Yadayim She'ein Mechiches Loi Havin Yadayim. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to write in the Get, V'dein Dihebe L'Chimi Noi Hu Gufei Shel Get. You have to write in the Get that this Sefer will be a Sefer Krisis from me. So you have to specify in the Get that he's Megarish with the Sefer. It's not that he's Megarish B'dibur, and the Sefer is Shtaraye. It's Minoi. I'm being Megarish for myself, not for someone else. Upligi Rabbonon Olay. The Rabbonon say, this is all not necessary to be written in the Get. Ushmuel sava ke rabbona, and Shmuel holds clearly like the rabbon. So we see an often a gemara. There we have an machloikes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, if Yadayim she'ein mechicha is having Yadayim or loy having Yadayim. Rabbi Yehuda is loy having Yadayim, and Shmuel says, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like the rabbon. So we have a shrekleche problem. Shmuel, personally, we see from the Gemara Nedor, and the Gemara Gittin holds Yadayim Shein Mechiches. He holds Havin Yadayim. So we have here a problem. So why do you have to say Li? Why do you need Nozer Oivel Afonov? And Keta was the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara said, "Lememra the Sava Shmuel Dain Shemechiches Haven Yadayim." The Gemara proved that no, Shmuel holds Le Haven Yadayim. You need Davke Nozeriva Lefon. V'yeshloima. So Tosfos answers, "Verei At Mekudeshes V'loy Omali Leimash Meklal the Mekudeshes Li Koma." It is not Mashme that he means Mekudeshes Li. The Adam osi lekadish isha lechaveira. A person can marry for someone else. There's a Tshuvas Sam Sofer that mentions that Tosfos had held that I assume he does mean for himself, because leshavik inish mitzvah deram yalei. And they'd be Mekadesh for someone else. So I assume he means for himself. So it is. So therefore, that was perhaps the Havamin of Tosfos. So Tosfos answers,
It's not true.
The Adam osi lekadish isha lechaveiroi. Adam is osi lekadish isha lechaveiroi. So therefore, without saying li, there's no biro whatsoever who this kedushin is with. It's with him, with the mishalach. The yedayim she'ein meichichas klal kihani vadei kama shmul lehavin yedayim. That's the Gemara said. The Gemara said, that means there's yedayim she'ein meichichas that is not 100% clear what he means, but there's a hechachik tas. But over here, if he's in hilchas loshen, by saying such a vague loshen, which from the Lashon I can't figure out what he's doing, so in Hilchas Lashon there's a chesaron, and the Gemara proves it from another Shmuel said aho, and l'chayre, he said aho, I'm going to become, someone said, oh, arei zeh nozer, he's a nozer, so the Gemara said, in Hilchas Kabbalas Nazirish, you need a Lashon to show what you're doing. Since aha could mean betainis, the lashon is could mean betainis just like it means naziris. So he didn't say enough. There is a din levatei besfasai. Here is a din kiyikach. There's a din amira. You have to say what you're doing. And if Shmuel held in hilchas levatei besfasayim, if you say aha, and I don't know what you're saying, that's not called you said enough. Yadayim she'ein mechiches klal Shmuel holds la'aloche la'ihave yadayim. I see this from Shmuel and Ozer. So then it can't be good over here. That's the Gemara's kasha. I have to prove it from Shmuel. Without this bekiyas and Ozer, maybe in Hilchas Lashon, as long as if it's in, it's also good. It doesn't have to, you should be able to see it from the words. But Shmuel was machadish. No, if you can't see it from the words, there's a chesaron in the lashon. It's not a lashon of kedushin. That's what the lashon. The Shmuel said it's not a lashon of kabbalas naziris. So then it's not a lashon in kedushin. That's pshat in the Gemara. Avo b'hayde nedarim have meichichais tvei. But the Gemara nedarim when he said medrani mimcha she'eini oichaloch. So there, Shmuel said, you have to say Sheina Oichaloch. So, not according to me. Mudrani Mimcha could very well mean that I won't speak with you. It could mean that also. But it's more noted that it means Sheina Oichaloch. Some say you say Mudrani, it's noted Sheina Oichaloch. That's also called Yodayim Sheina Mechiches. But their pshat is, there's a Hechochik Tzas, that it means an Isser Achila, but it could mean an Isser Dibbo. So in these Yodayim She'enei Mechiches, perhaps they're also called Yodayim She'enei Mechiches, there Shmuel holds, in Hilchas Loshen that's enough. If he said a Loshen, that from the Mashmois a Loshen, it seems that he means to Aser Achila, even though it's not Mulchach, but Hilchas Loshen, that's enough. Don't have to say, Rochel Bitcha Ktavna, that I know, it has to mean this. As long as he says a Loshen, that's Mashma like this, and Hilchas Loshen, that's sufficient. So that is Shmuel and Mesechtes Nedorim. V'chein ahi the Kaisev Taisvei Gitten, Avi Mechiches, also the same thing. There we said there's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, if you have to write minoi, that he's giving his wife a get from him. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to write it befeshes for, maybe he wants to, he doesn't want to give her a get. He's writing a get for Beryl. He's a shliach for Beryl to give her a get. But not minoi. I don't want to give you a get. I want you to remain on a guna with me. But I'll give you a get from Beryl. So Rabbi Yehuda says, it could be. And everything is possible. So Memelis, Rabbi Yehuda said, it's you mechuyev to write in the get, minoi, that the get is from me, I'm the Megarish. The Chachamim hold, it's not, it could be, I'm not,
If they're throwing pots and pans at each other by the Gerish, and it could very well be he means that I'm giving a get from Beryl, but I won't make you happy by giving you a get. It could be, but it's not Mistava. It's Mistava that he means Minoy. So a could be a Ichoche, there there's a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. The Chachomim hold that that's sufficient. Even though it could be not minoy, but mistava is it's minoy. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not sufficient. You say you have to have a feirish minoy, and there Shmuel doesn't pass the light Rabbi Yehuda. He k'tas eichoch is enough. V'cheni the guy says give nava mechiches. That's called. It's also called eina mechiches, but it's more mechia. Then other megarish eishes chaveri. So fine. So Tosfos told us. There's two types of yodaim sheine mechiches. There's one eine mechiches, the loimash meklal. It's not, there's no mashmois either way. It's mamish. So that Shmuel holds yodaim sheine mechiches, lehavi yodaim. And then there is yodaim, which are mechiches tasmus, or mechiches tfei. It's more mechiach. It's not mulchach, but it's mechiach. And that, this Shmuel holds already, that's Havi Yadayim. Ach, so I'm saying a very good shtick teire, and I'm saying Pshat Na Gemara, Fem from the Gemara Nedorim. But Taisva says, there's a Gemara in Mesechtes Noze, and there's two Girsois over there. And this teretz, what I'm saying, is very much dependent on these two Girsois in the Gemara Noze. Now, Tais brings the Gemara Noza Zer. Ach, Bereish Meseches Noza. Yesh Sforim, the Garsi, Hoi Meroho Hareze Noza. Omar Shmur, Vushaye Noza, Hoi Velofono. Veka Omar, Leima de Kesova Shmur, Yedain She'ein Mechichais, Loi Haven Yedain. Das he holds a Dain She Mechichais, Loi Haven Yedain. In, yeah, it sure does. Bishimachi kinoza oiva lefono, hava yadayim mechichais. Umahani, avalein anoza oiva lefono, hava yadayim shayim mechichais, beloi mahani. Now, this girse is not like Taisus was saying till now. I mean, Taisus says that the Gemara asked, does he hold yadayim shayim mechichais, lehava yadayim? So the Gemara should have said, you have to know where to draw the line. I mean, this is bechlal not mechiches in ganzen, so there he holds a havi yadayim. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says in, and if there's no zayvel of onov, so yadayim mechiches. Mishum hachi, ki no zayvel of yadayim mechiches. Or mahani, I mean, the Gemara spells it out, you need yadayim mechiches. Vein as the father, of yadayim shayim mechiches, bulay mahani. So that is not too good, according to our Taisvis. The is svarim de garsi, leime kosova shmu, yadaim shem mechiches, loy haven yadaim, the same kasha, yod, you need no zavon, mishani, oi velefon of ava yadaim shem mechiches, lechol apoches, avalein oi velefon of afu shem mechiches, loy haven. Oh, this is the second girsa. The second girsa, the gemara nozer, then we're in good company. This is mamish what Taisva said. According to the second Gilsa, I said very good. According to the first Gilsa, we're stuck. I mean, the Lachayr, the first Gilsa is not like Taisvus had said. Now let us see the previous Taisvus. Halav Ochiloi. So the Gemara said, Shmuel said you need another Ivelafana. Halav Ochiloi. Al mekasava yadayim shein mechiches loy haven yadayim. So we see that Shmuel holds yadayim shein mechiches loy haven yadayim. Now, let us, before we go further, let us just think for 1 minute. According to Taisvus Teretz, before we go into the Girsois of Nozer, but according to Taisvus Teretz, Taisvus was megala to us without Li, loy mash meklal the mekadeshes li koma. There's no mash moist or the mosi the kadesh isha lachaveiroi v'idayim she mechiches klal. That means, we learn this taisvus, that's taisvus teretz. that without Li, it's a suffix. Who is he marrying? I shrug my shoulders. I'm the faintest idea. It could be himself, could be someone else. I mean, there's no eichacha whatsoever. And therefore, Shmuel holds Lahavi Yadayim. And so then, L'chay Reb Shat is in by Aho, Ein Nozorei V'lefonot. I'll ask him, what does this man mean? I know. Maybe it means to fast. Maybe there'll be a Nozorei. I don't know. I mean, he's saying, Aho, he's mekabbling himself something that I see. Hey, I'm gonna be, I don't know. So, the Gemara is very good. The way Taisa said in the Teretz, it's very good, the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. I mean, it has to be speaking about Nozorei V'lefonot, and it has to be Li. And really, according to this Taisviz, really, you don't need Li, theoretically. I mean, if you could find a Heichoche Ktsas, it also would be good. By Kedushin, it's very difficult to find a case that's like Mudrani Mimcha, which is more neiter for Achille than Dibur. But a Kapanim, the Gemara says, if, without any Eichoche, it's Zichah no good. And you need, so in order for it to be good, you need something better than that. Now, Vim Taima Abmailoi Mishani Deloilom Havi Yodai. So Taisvis says, now Taisvis comes to Esker Kash. I have a teretz on the Gemara's kasha. Before we said it's speaking about that, he didn't say Li. And we were very happy, Shmuel holds Yadayim, Shem Mechichis, Ave Yadayim, no problem. Then all of a sudden he asked a kasha in Bekis. Shmuel said that by Ahoy you need Nazareth Bulvonim. So you see Yadayim, Shem Mechichis, Loi Ave Yadayim. Fractoisves, I have a teretz on the kasha. Amai loim mashani, de loilom havin yadayim, vahosam de komar aho, afilu yadayim shemechichis lehava, de dilma aho betaynis komar. So Taisva says, over there it's worse than here. Over there maybe it means the fist. And what's over here? Taisva said, leimash meklal medeshes li komar. So it's very good. It stims. What is Taisva saying? So L'chayre, Taisva's, this is the teretz of Taisva. L'chayre, this kasha over here, there's a problem. These two Taisva's stim in it. But just to wade through this Taisva's, L'chayre, it would seem that this Taisva's held like the Hava Mine. Of the next Taisvis. We mentioned the Chassam Sofer says the Avmin of the next Taisvis was that Oda Loishovik Inish Mitzvah Deromilei and he'll do it for someone else. So that means if a person is making Kedushin, Aleska Shaila, who does he mean? Bistami means himself. Loishovik, he's marrying Ganisha. Bistami he means himself. So therefore, so Taisvis understood. So Bishloime by Kedushin, you don't have to say Li. Is it Fadai means himself? No. But Mustame means himself. That's called Yadayim Shein Mechichis, and Shmuel holds Havi Yadayim. Masha Enkein by Aho, I haven't the faintest idea what it means. Could be means Tainus, could be means Naziris. So Lachaire, Taisvis in the Kasha is like Taisvis, the next Taisvis in the Kasha, Fakert, Taisvis held that here it's Yadayim Sheina Mechiches, but Aho is Mamish Garnish Mekornish. V'yesh Loima, the Tvei Mashma Aho Loshen Neziris Mi Loshen Tainis, the Aho Mashma Miyad, Upaomim Sheochel V'motzo Meimer Aho Betainis Ad Lomochel, Avogabi Neziris Miyad Yochel Lahaschel Nezirusoi Im Yirze. Now let us just try to explain a little what Taisvis is saying, then we'll try to elaborate by Divrei Taisvis. So Taisvis said, just like you understand that when a person is Arayim Mekadeshis, Mistome, he means Li, Leishovik Inish Mitzvah Deran Yolei, that's how the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva brings down, Mistame he means Naziris also. Why Mistame doesn't mean Naziris? So Taisva says, Upaomim Sheochal. Now let's just assume that. Upaomim Sheochal. He ate. So let's assume now he ate. Now he ate, and he said, aho. Now, if he ate, aho can't mean I'm gonna fast today. He's in the middle of, he just finished lunch, and his stomach is bulging. Aho, I'll be, aho. So it's not mashmed that he's gonna be the fasting today. He just finished eating. So it could mean, aha, tomorrow I'll be betaynis. That could be. Hey, but the aha is mashme more now. The aha is mashme, that means, it's not mucha, but it's mashme more now I'm going to be. Niziris is now. I can be now a nozer, I can start being a nozer right now. I can't start fasting now. I have to start fasting from tomorrow. So Memele, so Taisva says, so the same mashmois you have by Ishus, that Mistame, he means himself, the same mashmois you have by Tainis, Mistame, he means now. And if he ate, it can't be now. But a horse mashmi means now. So Memele, so forget, there's a mashmois, there's a meridic similarity. That without Li, it's mashmi means himself, it's not mukach. Without Nozer Oivel of Onov, it's mashmi, he means tainis. It's mashmi means naziris, but it's not mukach. That's pshat in the Gemara's kasha. And this is a normal Yodayim Sheina Mechichais. That was this Taisus. And then Taisus right away asked, Astire from a Gemara Nedarim, Shmuel holds Yodayim Shemechichas Abi Yodayim. So, now, Taisus was Choyzer. Now Taisus was Choyzer. Taisus said, no, Arayim Mekadeshus is not Mashmeh at all, more himself than him. So, Lechayr, according to Taisus, Teret, so now, Lechayr, this Taisus Kashus, Bechal Matshmeh. This is what Taisus Machadish. I mean, Lechere, it's one Hemshech. Taisus before, until the Teretz was under the assumption that the Yedaim, it's Yedaim Shem Mechiches, it means it's a Ktsas Eichoche, but not Eichoche Gmur. And that's the Taisus of Yedaim Shem Mechiches over here. And so Taisus says, so by Nozer you have less than that, so what's the Kasha? So Taisus says, no, Nozer Yosef Eichoche Ktsas, because aho means right away, and if he ate, it can't be right away. So I mean not right away. No, it's more mashma right away. And so that's this Taisus, and then Taisus asks the kasha, now Taisus is chayzer from this whole thing. And Taisus, according to Taisus, Teretz, so then the kasha isn't shver, like it's one big mahaloch, lochere, that would be the pashtus hadvarim. Now, I'd just like to mention two ha'orelach. One ha'ore, Taisva says, it's mashma mo naziris, pomim sha'ochal. What if he didn't eat? I mean, what if he didn't eat? So what does Taisva say? So, in Sukkis David, I saw he learns pshat, that when I hear a person says, aho, I don't know what he did today. So what is the lotion, I mean, the belt says the lotion is the kulmis halev. That means from what a person says, I can figure out what he wants to relate. So when a person says, aho, and I don't know if he ate or if he didn't eat, I do know aha means right away. That's the mashmois of aha. That's what it says in Lepsis. Aha means right away. That's the mashmois. Ike mashmois. In not knowing if he ate or if he didn't eat, so I should assume. That means, so what is he? He's telling me right away in not knowing his matzev. So the loshen is meira mo naziris. That means that's what I hear from him. If I don't know if he ate or not, but I know it means right away, so I can assume more that he means naziris. That means, if you'll ask me, what does he mean? Mistami means naziris. That could be. Or else perhaps you could say that, when the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Duma Aho Betainis Koma, the Gemara was asking, in all cases, Duma Aho Betainis Koma, if he ate, if he didn't eat. So if he didn't eat, Samura de Kekasha. But the Gemara also asked the Kasha, I mean, the Gemara doesn't differentiate. So why says Afil of he ate, it's also a Kasha. So there we see that Shemuotzi Daim Shemachichas Havi Yadayim. I mean, it could be one of the two. Could be, Taisvis means, it's only, it's called Yadayim Sheinim Mechichas, only when he ate. When he didn't eat, it's worse than Yadayim Sheinim Mechichas. And from the Stimus Loshna Gemara, the Gemara seems to say, B'chol Oifin, it's called Yadayim Sheinim Mechichas. I feel when he ate, Shemuel holds Yadayim Sheinim Mechichas. Loi having yadayim, so we see shmol yadayim shemachichas loi having yadayim. Afilu hayem aktzal seicholchem, or perhaps the lashon is more antayne, more anaziris, since I don't know what his matziv is, so I assume, not knowing, I assume the lashon is more anaziris than taynes. There's one more ha'ore, which I'd like to mention, that there are two ha'ores, really. There's one ha'ore that Taisva says, it's mistava, he doesn't mean tainus, maybe he ate. Fine. So if he ate, it means tomorrow. There's a memra of Shmuel. Shmuel holds, as a member in Masechtas Tainis, Shmuel holds Kol Tainis, like Shekibol Olav Mibbeoid Yoim. It's not a Tainis. There's a member of Shmuel. Forget about it. If I start fasting from tonight, I'm starting to fast from tonight, but I wasn't Mekabel the Tainis. It says Katshu Tzoyim. So Shmuel learns that you have to be making yourself to fast. Not Tamazai. It comes night, I'm going to fast. A Tainis needs a Kabbalah. So you have to be mekabel, meboid yoim. That's a halachas. I mean, that's a halacha brought out. So memeila, so why does Taisus to come up? Maybe he ate, maybe didn't he? It can't mean tainus. If it's not, it can't be now. If aho means now, it can't be now. Because, I have to be mekabel, meboid yoim for tomorrow, for tonight. So it can't mean now. Why does Taisus, that's one halacha. There's a second ha'ore who says you can't start fasting in the middle of the day. To make it really interesting, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, what happens if a person had a good meal, and after the good meal he had a shinas atzorayim, and he had a bad dream, so he wants to have a tainus chalom, So he has a tiny chalom from when he wakes up to chatzais. To the middle of the night. He fasts. He can start fasting in the middle of the day also. So on these two ha'ores, I just want to say one vote. There's a machloikis, the Rambam in Raivit. So on these two ha'ores, The machleik is the Rambam and Raivet, Perikala Falochi Yud Gimel Mehilchis Tainis. The Rambam Shita is, Im Ochal Vishosa, V'achakach Hischil Is Hane Shah Hayoim, Hareze Tainis Shois. The Rambam holds this, I'm fasting a Tainis Shois. I ate the first half of the day, second half of the day, I'm fasting. The Raivet says Shimocha Bachtziyem Virotzalisanis at the Erev Lachlumo. So Machlik is the Rambam and Raivit. Does it have a Teres Tainis? In the middle of the, I'm fasting a Tainis Shois. Does it have a Teres Tainis? The Beis Halevi once said, according to the Rambam, can say Aneinu on the Tainis Shois. The Ben Ozel says, you can't say Aneinu. Anyway. So, Al Kaponim, we have a machlokes the Rambam Raivit, so let's say for all practical purposes that Taisus holds like the Raivit, that you can't, the Raivit says, Shemoch abachzi yevrotz v'sani saderev lav klumo. That's the chayre number one. So that's why Taisvah says, if he ate, so it can't be mekabal atayin ishoi. So it has to be tomorrow. Now, that what Taisvah went into eating, and did not go at all into the problem, there was no kabbalah, we're talking about Shmuel. So it would be mistava to say there's a Taisvis Navaidazore Dafla Medala Damadalev. The Taisvis holds da filu im lay kibla me esmel choshiv tainis. It's called a tainis. It has a teres tainis, he has to fast if he was mekabalit. Maybe you don't say aneinu, it's not a teres tainis with all halachas, but it has a teres tainis. So that's a taisvus, the second teretz and taisvus in the way the zod of la medala da medala. So memele, so would be very, some of them would be very mistava that's pshatan our taisvus. It's our taisvus holds like the raivet that if you eat you can't make a tiny choice. And our taisvus holds that a filler according to Shmuel, if he wasn't mekabel my yom, you can't say a name, but here's a teres tainis. If he didn't eat, so there's a teres tainis. So Memela, so that's why Taisvis had to bring in the factor of eating. Let us learn further. Zakta Gemara Baita. Tana Rabba. Harei at Ishti, Harei at Arusosi, Harei at Knuyali Mikudeshes. Harei at Shali, Harei at Bershusi, Harei at Skukali Mikudeshes. Six Lashainis. So say all six lashonos that Reza Mekadesh, Reza Mekadesh. Tane tlas tlas shaminu begarsinu. The Tane, he heard these three halachas, nichazed the dain, and later he heard the other three halachas, nichazed the dain. Iboy elohu. So now the Gemara clears a shayla. And different, so these lashonos are good lashonis. Now, let's clarify them. Miyuchedesli mahu. Miyuedesli mahu. Ezrosi mahu. Negdosi mahu. Atsurosi mahu. Tsalosi mahu. Skurosi mahu. Tachti mahu. Tfusosi mahu. Lekuchosi mahu. We'll explain this in a minute, all these lashonis. Shait miyachode. Sanya we learned Tabaraisa Aimalakhose Raisam Kodeshes Vishumshenema Kiyikach Ish Isha. Enough in the Baraisa is the lotion of Ishus. The Torah calls it Kiche, so Lakulchose is a good lotion of Ishus. Now I just want to say the Gemara Shaila is at the end of the sugya says, what are the two tzadim? The two tzadim are, does he mean ishus, or does he mean lemeloche? That is the shaila. So now we have to figure out in each lashon how we have these two mashmois. So now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, miyuchedes, lashon bahoyu lebosar echot. So we have to know some of pshat. What's pshat in this pasuk? V'hoyu lebosar echad. The machlekes Rashi in the Ramban and Chumash. V'hoyu lebosar echad. Rashi says pshat in Chumash. V'hoyu lebosar echad, that the parents unite in the child. To the child, they become Perish Havlat Noitzer Al Yedeshneim Bisham Nase Bisorum Echad. They become one in the child. The child is a union of the parents. So or Miyuchedes could mean Lemlocha, Yemyuched to do Malocha for me. But L'chere, how does Erison come in over here? So that when they'll have children. So it could, we had once mentioned the Mordechai, The Mordechai in Ksubi says the tachlis of Eresin is bechtei lifreis velirbeis. That's the tachlis of Eresin, to have children. So the Mordechai is a kasha, you should make by the Eresin a brocha on Piri Verivye. Because that's what you're getting married for. So he says, I'm a vochen, elo a gmar mitzvah. So this only that's chola. But that's the tachlis. Then he asked, by the nesuin should make on Piri Verivye. He says, maybe they won't be able never to have children. But I'll call upon him, the Mordechai learns the tachlis of Ishus is Piri Verivye. So, me, it's a vohoyu lebos or echod, you should. So I'm saying, I'm giving money, I'm saying that you may have this leader, should we eventually end up, this is the haschole, but we should end up, vohoyu lebos or echod. The Ramban seems to say that they themselves are a bosar echod. Ki ilu v'royin es nusheiseyim ki ilu heim imam lebosar echod. V'chein achinu besareinu. So that we become related. With two separate people become related. V'royu lebosar echod. Perhaps we could say there's a meyudike raivit. The raivit says that he says we find in the Rabbeinu Shalom created the Bria, so the Schorim and the Kavis were created separately. By the Odom, it was a different Seder. It was the Isha was a Chelik of the Odom. Then the Rabbeinu Shalom separated it. So the Ravid says because the kavana of the Rabbeinu Shalom was that there should be a concept of issues by people, not by behemoths. There's no such concept of issues. There's no inyan that this nekeva is miyuchet to this zohar. This chorim and nekevas. Each one is a separate entity, but there's no connection. There's no achdus between them. By Ishus Fakert, the Tchilis Habriya was, they were mamish one. They were united as one. And so the Tachlis of Ishus is that they should come back to, that I made a Roshim already. Could be that is the tachlis of Eresin to bring about that they should eventually come back to Al Kaponim how it was before the separation. You add this loshna shalo yoda shehu loshin kedushin b'ma yivriya as rosi negdosi loshin esaloi eza kenegdoi. Forget that he is very good. It should be malacha also. As rosi negdosi, it means a loshin malacha. Skurasi loshin vayisker boso tachtena. That's the chmir. It means that the Rabbeinu Shlalom after the chetach, so vayisker boso tachtena in the place of chaveh. That means before Chava was Soiger the Mokim, and now after Chava was taken away by Iske Boso Tachtena. So that's a tight Skura. But you were the original Skura. You were the first Skura. Atzurasi Loshen Atzeres Shetene Sefes Imi Labais. Atzeres is Loshen Asife. You have to know over here, this is the Loshon of Nesuin. Shulchan Aruch, it says, if you go over to an Isha and you give her a pruti and say, I read Nesuwasi, it's no good. Because it's, the Loshon is the hepech of what the actions are. He's making a Ma'is Eiris and a read Nesuwasi. A Kesef cannot make Nesuin. These Loshonis could be, it's a loss that from this should come out. That means the Eresin will bring about, this is the Hachone, this is the Haschola, this is the Heksha. Shetein Nesefes Himi Labayis. Verabayis Omru Loshen, a different lashon, ki isha atzura lonu. There's a pasuk in Shmuel when they came to Achimelech. Achimelech told them he only has lechem kodesh, and he can't give them the lechem kodesh. It was could be lachmei toide, the tmeim. So they said ki isha atzura lonu. So you see, by Nisha passed the lashon atzura, v'loy nehire. So Rashi says unshuldigt. I don't. That is a different meaning completely. That he atzura mimenu kama. There it means that a isha was moved from them. Ba'otzares Hashemayim was the ha'achimelech amal David nishma hanorim achme isha. He asked them, can I give you lachmei toid? It's lachem kodesh, what they nishma achmei isha. But David ahad le isha atzura lanu. The anisha is muvdol, is otzo mimenu. Minenu tohirim. So atzurasi is not the lashon of that posik. That posik is a hevdol, a prisha from Noshim, not a chibur of Noshim. Let us see Taisvis, Atzirosi Mau, Perish Bekuntres, Loshin Atzeres, Shetei Nesefes, Imi Babais. That's what Rashi said. Rabbi Sam Eforoshim, Loshin Kish Atzur Alom. Beloi Nehire, Dehi Atzur Mimenu Koma, Dachimelech Amalo Ledovid, Im Nishra Anorim Achme Ishe, ודוד אהד עלי איש העצור עלינו בינינו תהירם. ברי מיישב לשני דקרו כפרש חבויסם. תאוכי פירושי. פשט מפוסק is different. כי איש שהויסו אצלנו מתמר של שם הויה זה. אבל עכשיו אנחנו תהירם. Ki isha, it says in the pasuk, ki isha atzur alonu mitmel shilshaim. So Rashi learned pshat atzur alonu that is moved on mimenu mitmel shilshaim from already a few days. Isha is atzur alonu. The Ri wants to say atzura means a loshon of chibur. So ki isha shahoisa atzleinu mitmel shilshaim, the atzur alonu. That was with us. That was mitmer shilshaim. Now we have to add a few words. Aval achshav anachnu toirim. V'niche d'chaleila l'shoinis ashta lishne d'kro. According to Rashi, the this is atzurasi. Yistamuzay not a loshen of a posik by ishus. Loshen atzeres tein sabesim babayis. According to the perish of Rabbeisov. So it's psukim which are moira anishus. You have to know tfusasi. What is tfusasi? So the Taisus Riazakin says loshen loy nisposo. So this is the Rishash is moira. That's nisposo means she wasn't nenas and bia. How does this come into ishus over here? Why is this a loshen of ishus? Then the Taisiri Azokin says, or Rotzom Nitpesus Imi Babayis, that's like Rashi, that's Samazaya Aloshin. But unless you'll say that Tfusosi, just like there, it means she was Nenas for Bia, so could be here also. Tfusosi means you'll be Meshubit for Bia, because the Isha is Meshubit Labaila for this. So maybe perhaps the Loshin Tfusosi is not too gefällt.